Are you ready?
It's Ordway, Merlone, and Fourier. Right now on Sports Radio WEEI.
Nathan Eovaldi, four years.
Nate?
$67.5 million.
Wow.
Got almost $17 million a year.
Wow.
And
how
why
about
not?
It?
Why not? He was terrific for his last five starts in the regular season.
You know what's so cool about this, Ken? Is that here's a guy going to be a free agent, doesn't know what his future holds, and he's like, give me the ball. Just give it to me. I don't care. And the club rewarded him. I love that.
You're an ex-player. Harold Reynolds, ex-player.
Of course.
And he's sitting here saying, this is great. The guy came in and helped them win the World Series. They don't win the World Series without him. And they rewarded him. But he's got a seven-year career, and it doesn't warrant close to $70 million.
He's got three weeks.
3 weeks in which we sat there and said, oh, my God, he's unbelievable. 3 weeks.
No, see, I don't think this is – you're going to try and use the whole victim of the moment. But this is exactly – I think they hit – if you want to debate whether they overpaid him, sure. They probably paid him a little bit more than they should. But not to the point where you're like, oh, this is ridiculous. This isn't David Price, $217 million. That guy was overpaid. You can't use Chris Sale because you got him in a trade. So, I mean, he's underpaid. Rick Porcello, you think he was overpaid when they first signed him to $20 million a year?
Christian, suppose he is what he was for the last 7 years. He's in and out. He gives you 120 innings or whatever. If that's the case, is he worth close to $17 million a year?
I don't think he is. And you know, it's funny because I say, it's not an overreaction of what you saw in the World Series. It absolutely is.
Sure,
you could question whether that's real or not. Like, hell, if you saw him pitch like that in the postseason, he was dominant, then he just does deserve money. But on September 29th, September 30th, before October 1st, before the postseason started, nobody was in the category of 6 years, 4 years, $68 million. Nobody was in that category. So you are paying them this money for what you saw in the postseason. Now, some people will say, yeah, and I don't have a problem with it.
I mean, of course.
My problem is that, you know, you do have some questions moving forward in this rotation. You got Porcello and you got Sale coming up at the end of the year. I do like the idea, if that guy is available, of getting somebody that does have 3 years, 4 years left on his deal, that is under control, to sort of bridge this gap in case something happens, you know, Porcello, Sale, they don't come back for whatever reason. So now you feel, okay, I got a guy. I don't think Eovaldi's that guy, you know, that I can count on for the next 4 years, or even three of them, or even two of them. Hell, even next year, where I can get 175, 185, 100 to 200 innings. I mean, guys, I very rarely go 200.
Right. Not
so anymore. Let's say yeah. 190, 185 is a new 200,
yeah.
Whatever you want to call
right.
It. He hasn't been able to take the ball that often. And it's been injuries. We know the two Tommy Johns, one before he was drafted, one following the 2016 season. But his 2015 season with the Yankees was cut short because of elbow inflammation. Guy throws 101. I don't think I can rely on him being a starter for this team for the next 3 years, let alone four.
This was the most predictable signing yet. I mean, the easiest, most predictable. And, you know, even Dave Dombrowski.
Well, Pearson's after the easiest.
Well, I mean, okay, but they signed him early, so fine. So even Dombrowski said after World Series, this guy made himself some money. I'm paraphrasing. You know, he earned himself a lot of money. And that's the benefit and the beauty of free agency. He worked it out. Timing had so much to play into this. And I will say this, you talk about, like, nobody saw this coming. Nobody thought he was going to make this.
I didn't
this article.
This
I know you didn't,
money?
But there's an article right here from October 29th. This is from MLB.com. And Eovaldi, here it is, Eovaldi will be one of the more sought-after pitchers in the coming weeks and months, with some projecting him as the number two starter on the market behind Arizona left-hander Patrick Corbin. Now, what did Patrick Corbin sign for?
6-140.
Now, Corbin obviously has, you know, a longer resume and he's more consistent, but they paid for that. He earned that because of that.
Yeah.
So I would say, based on where Eovaldi is and what he did and his ups and his downs, they kind of hit the sweet spot. They didn't grossly overpay
for
him.
They did not grossly overpay.
So to me, like, I don't know how anyone can be really upset about this. When this is the most predictable signing of all.
No, I don't think it's predictable. But
you didn't think they were going to sign him?
No, I thought they were going to attempt to sign him, but we talked yesterday.
I thought the money was going to get out of control.
Lou brought up 3-40.
Didn't quite, but
at 3-40, I would love to have him. because there's not great risk at that point. I still look at back at his career. 7 years. There's a whole resume there. You can't base what you saw on 3 weeks.
I know, but
and suddenly
is,
think that's
is,
what you're getting.
This is
can't
the,
do
but
that.
But you this is the way it works, though. Okay, you.
It doesn't usually work.
Well,
that
let me
way.
Ask you.
Wait, no,
hold
they
on.
Don't. Do you teams think, don't usually react. Look,
do you?
To that.
Oh, sure they do. The teams overpay all the time. They overpaid David Price. Do you think if there was another team? Okay, so they didn't grossly overpay for him. If there, if a bidding war started, some team would have done something really dumb, and maybe it would have been the Red Sox because. Obviously, Dombrowski wanted to keep him. Cora wanted to keep him. Everybody on his team. David Price right now can't stop bragging and, you know, saluting it, you know, and, you know, talking about Fortnite and everything like that. So they probably would have done something stupid.
Well, let me ask you. What other than, like, a World Series, you know, postseason, like, hero, you know, just absolute stud who gave you everything and you respect the living hell out of it. And I loved what he did. What did you just buy?
You bought futures.
In Nathan
Eovaldi. You bought futures.
What does that mean? What did you
bought futures.
What is he?
He's probably your number three or number four starter. And he's also a swing man. So if you get into a jam, if something happens, he can be your closer. He can be your middle relief.
No, he can't.
Yeah,
of course
he can.
No, here's the thing.
He can do anything.
See, that's right.
What are you talking about?
In the playoffs,
that's right, I disagree.
He can.
Okay, fine. But you asked me. Hold on. You asked me what is he?
No.
And I said he's a number three or four starter. Or he's anything you want him to be.
That role you described is strictly postseason. You know, to me, swing guy.
Right. Okay, but I said third or fourth starter.
Okay, but he is a starter now. All right? So he's an expensive third or fourth starter.
Sure is. Hey, you're the Red Sox.
He's also one that I'm not so sure you can rely on to get 150 innings out of. So I just want to know, like, people loved him, right? And they absolutely love Nathan Eovaldi, and you should. But what did you just buy? Like, what did you just get? Is he a guy that can take the ball 30, 33 times like Rick Porcello? You know, is he a guy with huge upside? Obviously, like Chris Sale, you know, dominate for a while, four or five months of a year, and maybe he figures it out and gives you six. Like, what is he? And my answer would be, like, I don't know. If I'm going to give 17, I want to at least try to get 27, 29 starts, because I don't think he's going to be a starter in this rotation and then for 2 weeks be a closer or a reliever, and then back in the
you can't
do that
in a regular season.
He's a stretch starter.
Yeah, but aren't you going to have to? Don't you?
See, you're basing it, Christian. You're basing it on the 3 weeks that you saw him perform.
No. Well, that's part
of
it.
And that's the problem. When you say what he is, Lou.
Part of it.
What he is, Lou.
You can't ignore it.
To me, if I'm trying to figure out what he is, I have a better understanding of him if I take the 7 years that he pitched in the big leagues versus the 3 weeks he pitched
in October.
It's irrelevant
at this point in time.
It isn't irrelevant.
It is.
No.
I've got a much bigger sample of seven years. I know,
no,
but you
timing
have,
was
you
great,
have to play
and
that
the Red
into
Sox
it.
Might have reacted like fans or the media instead of as a team. They might have fallen in love with this guy because he seems to be a terrific guy. He has huge balls. We know what he did in that extra
big
inning
balls.
Game. Big, huge balls. So we get all that. But if I'm going to determine what he is, we're trying to figure out what he is. I have a better idea by looking at the 7 years versus the 3 weeks. We didn't get any phone calls in the third week of September or even the last week of September of anybody calling us up saying they got to re-sign Nathan Eovaldi next year.
But you know what? Everyone also ragged on the bullpen and said that was a major problem. Okay, it
was. It was.
So to your point, Lou, I think what his regular season will look like will be a little bit different based on all the depth they have, postseason run, late in the postseason, and we already know how Cora works and how he's going to manage these guys and protect them. He may not, you know, get the innings that you expect him to or want him to based on the amount of money that he's making, but he'll save them. And it may, to you or to somebody else, really, it may look like, you're not getting your money's worth. No, he'll be ready in September. Because they're going to go to the playoffs again. They're going to have a postseason run. And if Lightning can strike twice, this guy's going to be a big reason why you win.
Well, I know, but this is the first year since 2014 he's been available in September. Because in 15, it got cut short because of elbow inflammation. 16 got cut short because of Tommy John, and he missed all of 17. And this year, was he available because he only joined Tampa Bay the 1st of June and only had 111 innings? That's so he's a workhorse. I would have liked to, and maybe that guy didn't exist. You know, if they missed out on Eovaldi, maybe they're looking at a short-term deal with a guy like Morton, and they said, you know, another one-year deal. We got too many guys coming up in a year. Maybe could have got Morton for two. But, you know, I just there's risk with everybody But there's more risk with a guy that's got history of it. That's
yeah.
all.
Yeah. And I think what people are doing, and I think you're doing it, Christian, is you've fallen in love with the three weeks
see,
in October.
Again, stop speaking for me. No, I'm
you
not.
Are.
What would be acceptable for you? What's acceptable for you?
$40 million in 3 years?
3 years
and 40
million.
Okay,
that's not going to get it done.
Yesterday.
So that's not going to get it done. So now what? No, it wasn't going
to
get
it
done.
I'd like to see what the
competition.
No,
then other teams would have got into the mix.
I'd like to see what the competition was in the open
market.
Okay,
now you left your imagination then because you don't know because nobody was in the mix.
We'll find out.
Okay.
No, we'll find
so
out.
The word what I saw was that nobody. They were basically
if they
negotiating
were doing,
with themselves.
Then that's stupid.
But no, it isn't stupid.
Sure
when
it is.
When
it's
you
stupid.
Identify, when you say, listen, what, do you think they grossly
the
overpaid
Sox
for him? Do you think they grossly overpaid for him?
Yes, if we're talking 3 years and $40 million, and now we're suddenly you're paying the guy 4 years and close to $70 million, you're giving him, what, 40% more?
Well, there's a reason
there's
why.
A lot more. That's a lot more.
There's a reason why both these guys are 28, 29, like talking about Corbin and Eovaldi. One got 6 and 140, and the other got 4 and 67.
Durability.
Yeah. I mean, that's,
well, and history, too. There's a lot to what you're saying. I agree with you. But I can easily see, like, if when guys hit that free agency at the perfect time, you've seen it a million times in all sports.
He absolutely did.
You
earned
it.
Joe Kelly's another one. Remember, I mean, again, going to the postseason, if they played Oakland in the first round, we're talking about Erod, you know, starting and Eovaldi being in the bullpen.
Right.
You know, and going into it, we were saying, well, I don't know if Joe Kelly's in this bullpen. Now, it goes 100.
We didn't know if he was going to be on the playoff
roster. And both
these,
you know, Yankees and A's struggle with high velocities. They said, okay. He'll be in there, but I don't know what kind of innings they're going to give him. And if you remember, they gave him some early innings early on in the Yankees, and he looked really good for two. And they're like, huh, build some momentum. And he pitched his ass off. So timing again for Joe Kelly. Joe Kelly's probably going to get 2 years, 20. Timing for both these guys. But I think Red Sox fans look at it, and when Nate showed up, he was healthy the whole time. He was a workhorse in the postseason, and they say, well, he's a big, strong kid. There's no health concerns. Yet I bet you if I asked him about Chris Sale, they would tell me that there are huge health concerns with Chris Sale because they've seen it the last 2 years. They haven't seen Nathan Eovaldi. You know,
Tampa Bay's seen it. The Yankees have seen it. The Dodgers have seen it. The Marlins have seen it. They've all experienced it.
You're a high-revenue team. Right. This is a risk you can afford to take.
Yeah, but I don't like the fact that you're judging his value, and people are on 3 weeks. No, Pablo Sandoval was judged on 3 weeks.
What's the difference between Pablo Sandoval and Nathan Eovaldi?
$30 million.
Pablo's
12% body fat. What are you kidding me?
He is heavy.
Not everybody has 12% body fat.
Heavy.
Are you kidding me?
You know what? $30 million more.
It's free agency. That was the going rate. So it is what it is. But the Red Sox paid a little extra because they like the guy.
Yeah.
And they like what he did. They like the fit in the locker room. The guys love him. That they want to. They can keep this team together. So it's not a gross overpay. It's just that I wonder what they think they purchased in him.
Right.
That's all. Right. You know, is it a guy that they really can rely on? I don't know why you would think that.
I don't either. Let's go to the phone calls. Here's Robert Newton. What do you got, Robert?
Lou, I 100% agree with you. Christian, just because they write for MLB.com doesn't mean they're a bunch of knuckleheads.
No, the point was, Robert, the point was, Bobby, that nobody predicted this. And sure enough, here's an article back in October saying that he was going to get paid 70 and 4.
Yeah, they fell in love with the 3 weeks.
So that's the point.
I'm glad they re-signed him, but not at those numbers.
Yeah.
And it's proven by asking a simple question. Who would you rather have, Carlos Carrasco or Nathan Eovaldi?
Carrasco wasn't a free agent, though. He wasn't a free agent.
No, it doesn't matter. He had 1 year left in his contract,
right.
And he did a three-year extension,
right.
Averaging less than $13 million a year.
Yes, great deal.
Carrasco has averaged 29 starts,
yes.
15 wins,
yeah, we talked about it earlier.
80 innings pitched for the last 4 years.
Much better deal.
That Eovaldi has never accomplished.
Much better deal.
But that's fine. That's fine. Different set of circumstances,
well,
though,
that's
don't you think?
I mean, it's
not really.
Yes, really.
Robert.
You can't just like act like it doesn't exist.
Robert, one was a free agent, Robert, and the other one went on 1 year option and wanted to lock in maybe because, for 2 more years. But you're right. The Carrasco deal is a much better deal than the Eovaldi deal. Why? Because Carrasco is a better pitcher and he's more durable.
Sure, I'll give you that.
They'll give you all that.
But Carrasco, make Carrasco a free agent at the same time as Eovaldi, and I guarantee you Carrasco gets paid more than Eovaldi.
All right, let me go to Eddie in a car. Eddie. Eddie.
Hi.
Go ahead, speak up, buddy.
Hey, listen, Eovaldi, the reason why I think he's worth the money is because what he, and I know you said big deal 5 weeks, But I'm talking about how he stepped up big time in the playoffs. Not that weight necessarily the way he pitched.
Like Pablo, right?
Was not a, no,
like Pablo. What do you mean stop it? Pablo was awesome. Winning Pablo for the Giants. The Giants don't win without Pablo Sandoval in the postseason. He was awesome.
We're talking about the Boston Red Sox.
No. I'm giving you an example of another player whose value soared because he had three unbelievable weeks.
Well, let me tell you.
And you don't want to listen to it.
Listen, we do want to listen to it, but I watched the World Series. I watched Evaldi. I watched the guy with confidence. I watched
he
the guy who went through a couple of. No, sure. Let me make a point. Let me finish. I watched the guy who went out and got it done. And he had, we have other guys they paid all kinds of money to, and their arms are broken down, and there's no talk about them and their issues. And I like what Evaldi did. If Evaldi's arm didn't fall off with what he did in the playoffs, you know what? Pay him the money he got. He wasn't overpaid. You know what, Glenn? If you really want to take a look at it, aren't you overpaid? Aren't the guys next to you overpaid?
Yes.
We're all overpaid.
All of us are overpaid.
I tell you what, that 7-year-old that opened up gifts on YouTube's overpaid.
He's overpaid. That kid.
First of all, I'm not so sure who the arms that have broke. I guess Price? Is that what you're talking about? But, you know, the other thing is, the last caller, it's completely different. You're right, with Carrasco, I'm with you, in Evaldi. You know, one's free agent, one's not. But why did Carrasco probably sign an extension? I was talking about it with Glenn. And he's talking about how you dove in. The problem I have, too, is like a middle market, small market teams go out there and they sign these starting pitchers because they don't have much money, right? So they're out of the aces. So they go and sign these middle-of-the-road starters for 4 years, $50 million. You know, $60 million. You know, Irvin Santana's of the world. And that's where they get burned.
Right.
You know, they go out and they overpay for mediocre talent. And did they just do that with this guy? And the reason why Carrasco might have signed an extension saying, well, he's a year away from free agency. Why wouldn't he wait? Well, next year's free agents? I mean, you know, now did you pay the price next year? You know, you're going to lose Sale. You're going to lose Porcello. I think you can still sign these guys. But Madison Bumgarner is a free agent. Arrieta's old. He could opt out. Maybe get a year. Yu Darvish, free agent. We'll see if he breaks down. Garrett Cole's a free agent. You know, Cole Hamels, he's getting older. Corey Kluber's a free agent. The kid Mikolas out of St. Louis, he's a free agent. You know, Porcello will be there. Chris Sale will be there. The kid Ryu in L.A. will be a free agent. Strasburg can opt out. He might be a free agent. Verlander will be a free agent. Walker will be a free agent. Alex Wood will be a free agent. A lot of damn arms starters next year are going to be free agents.
Yeah.
So Carrasco might have taken a less than, you know, money because he doesn't want to deal with all those guys next year.
All right.
There's a lot of guys next year that maybe they're going to have to be in on somebody.
All right. More of your phone calls. Talking about Nathan Evaldi, 4-year deal, close to $70
million. The Drive Home is brought to you by Town Fair Tire. Town Fair Tire sells every name brand at the guaranteed lowest price. And Town Fair offers more free services than any other tire dealer. For the best prices on tires, nobody beats Town Fair Tire. Nobody. Now back to Ordway, Merlone, and Fourier on Sports Radio WEEI.
Now let's get back to these phone calls. Everybody wants to talk about the Red Sox today, isn't it? See, Lou?
Look at that.
Baseball's not dead after all.
December.
It's people that keep on saying baseball is dead.
People love hot
stove. Yeah. Here's Scott in Framingham. What do you got, Scotty?
Hey, guys. I'm not big on the numbers of the signing. I'm glad they signed him. I think within a couple of years, he's going to be just coming out of the bullpen in one form or another. But the way I got to think about it is, $5 million a year to keep away from the Yankees and the Astros. What do you guys think?
It sounds like it's more of like an extra year kept him away. The Yankees weren't willing to go three, whether you believe reports or not. And officially it's coming out now. I don't know. What did I just see? Officially it's 17? Did I see that, John Heyman? Exactly 17?
$17 million a
17
year?
17 a year.
So $5 million to that every year.
Let me ask you, Scott, because that's like a popular belief that eventually comes out of the bullpen. Why would they move him to the bullpen?
I just believe he looked good coming out last year. I mean during the playoffs. But I don't think he's going to be where would you put him? 3, 4? Where are you going to put him?
Yeah. No, he's in the rotation. But the point is that people say, well, eventually he'll go to the bullpen. Why? Because he gets hurt or he doesn't have the same stuff? If that's the case, is he going to be any good in the bullpen?
Then he's not worth the money you're paying him right now. $17 million. It's crazy.
That's cheap. Yeah, and cheap. He throws 100, so he's going to be, you know, he's going to be your fireballer in the eighth inning. I mean, I would say in 2 years.
Okay, but if he's still, my point is that if he's still throwing 100, he's going to be your starter.
At $17 million, yes.
You'd only go to the bullpen if there's diminished returns. If he's not throwing the ball well, then I would say, okay, well, what's he giving you out of the bullpen? We'll have to wait and see. It's all a wait and see, but we're banking on rotation stability, in my mind, in the future, on a guy that has yet to show he can be stable.
I don't want to pay $17 million for a setup guy. I don't want to do it. Pardon the interruption, guys. We're just talking about this. Let's see what they had to say about it.
When you saw the number,
I thought it was low, but he's had two Tommy Johns. I don't know what's out there for.
Well, but hadn't Corbin had at least one Tommy John?
One is not two.
That's all we have?
One is not two.
We caught the tail end of it.
We didn't get, because they were talking about it apparently, whether it was a steal or
he
not.
Thought it
I saw
was,
it on the screen.
He thought it was low.
Low. I don't know where he's coming up with that.
Because
no
he just watched the World Series. That's probably the first time those two have ever seen Nathan Eovaldi ever heard
point.
Of his name.
That's
so they
point.
Just saw a guy.
Don't they have to pull up baseball reference?
Well, no. But I will tell you this. A lot of fans, I'm looking at the text line who were talking about, he had a great regular season with the Red Sox. I don't know what Red Sox season they were watching. A great regular season with the Red Sox.
Did anybody see that? He had an amazing. He was great against the Yankees. We all know that,
yes.
Right? In a couple of starts. And
yes.
I know that first start. I forget who it was against Minnesota. His first two starts
were terrific.
Were 7-inning shutout, 8-inning shutout.
Right.
Right? Against Minnesota and the Yankees.
Yep. Came out of nowhere. We were shocked by it. And then.
Then he went 2 2/3, gave up 4.
Yep.
5 innings. 5 1/3, gave up 4.
Yep.
4 innings, gave up 5.
Yep.
2 innings and a start, gave up 3.
Yeah.
And then he pretty much went to the bullpen.
Yes.
And then came out of the bullpen and threw a great game against the Yankees.
Mm-hmm.
And you have 5 innings against Baltimore, maybe a little tune-up, out of the bullpen again. So, not really. I mean, it was okay.
It was okay, but I don't know where these people that saw a great game.
Well, again, I mean,
he was
those people that thought that he
playoffs.
Was phenomenal for the Red Sox in the regular season, I would ask you, before the playoffs started, did you think 4-68 was the number? Was he that phenomenal? 4-17 a year for 4 years?
I mean, it's just,
in a regular
again,
season?
Like, how are you going to predict it as far as what he was going to get paid? Like, it just.
Well, you put value based
on
what
you,
he's been.
Not a single soul in this city
going
into the postseason before the first series against the Yankees. Thought Eovaldi's a free agent this offseason. It's going to cost $4.68 to get.
Yeah, and I would sit there and say, and also everyone ragged on the bullpen and kept talking about what a mess that was, and yet they figured it out.
Yeah, Joe Kelly's going to get 2-20.
Well, there you go.
For his 3 weeks.
Crazy. Let's go to Peter in Jamaica playing. Pete?
Hey, Glenn, I hate when you play on GM. You sound stupid. I love the signing, okay?
Of course you do.
And yet you go back.
Didn't surprise me you liked the signing. But go ahead.
I like Simon. Okay?
Right.
But if you go back 7 years, okay, David Price can't pitch in the postseason. Chris Sale has a rubber arm when it comes to October. You know, Rick Porcello's solid, but he has an ERA over 4. Eduardo Rodriguez can't pitch 120 games a year. And less than that. And this guy, I might be wrong, but I think he was still throwing 100 miles an hour. In October, am I right there?
Yeah, because he didn't pitch much during the season.
He had the freshest arm out of all of them.
He was the freshest arm. What are you talking about?
They'll manage him.
He didn't pitch much during the season. So next year, Peter, you're now paying him $17 million a year. At $17 million a year, you're asking him to give you 30 starts.
No, what do you care about the money, Glenn? It's ridiculous.
What do you mean when I care about the money? You got to care about the money.
How many starters in baseball?
If we're going to talk intelligent, Peter, if we're going to talk intelligently about the team and what the team is doing to put together a team for next season, you have to talk about the money. It's when people sit there and say, well, it's not my money. Well, then don't call up and bitch when the team doesn't do well. What are you talking about? It has everything to do with the money. You
it's
have a
more
payroll.
About, for me, it's more about what they think they're purchasing.
Correct.
That's all. Do they think they're purchasing someone who can solidify this rotation for the next 4 years? I don't think they're signing a guy they think they can put in a bullpen or be a closer. Maybe in October, like they all did. But I think that they're purchasing somebody that give them some assurance moving forward for the next 3 or 4 years that's in this rotation.
Yeah, all the rules go out the window
and
in the playoffs. Look,
given history, I don't know how you can count on that.
Yeah, I don't either. Paul's in a car. Hi, Paul.
Hey, guys. You kind of touched on it a little bit as far as my thoughts are that they want him in the rotation for maybe this year, but I disagree. I think that he definitely could be your closer in the future with the way he throws, as hard as he throws. You don't see many starters nowadays who can throw 100 miles an hour other than Verlander for 6-7 innings. So he's either going to have to ratchet
Paul
to be a starter.
Excuse me, Paul. He did it for a few weeks. He may not be able to do it. We've already given you his history. He may not be able to do it. And if he can't throw at 100, as Lou said earlier, and the velocity drops to 95 or 96, you have a totally different pitcher here.
You do, but his secondary pitches are pretty lights out as well, too. He's one of those guys that he seemed to be able to pitch with his secondary stuff in the zone for strikes, whereas guys like Kelly, if they can't get their secondary stuff in the zone.
Yeah, but the 100-mile-per-hour fastball kind of sets it up. Right?
Kelly's got better secondary stuff.
Yes.
Kelly's got a much better changeup and a better breaking ball. He relies on power. He relies on a 95-mile-an-hour cutter and a 100-mile-an-hour fastball. He got a little curveball, changeup that, eh. He relies on power.
For him for 7 innings, gentlemen, that's throwing as hard as he is, you're right. He's going to break down.
Yeah, I don't understand this.
You don't know.
I don't know this understanding of if he fails, we'll move him in as a closer. Where's this logic that they're getting him and then in the future they can move him into closer? You need somebody who can actually do that. You saw him in the postseason. But all bets are off. They change everything. The rules all change when you get into the postseason. You take whatever arm you can use. And as we know, this wasn't a great bullpen, and they were kind of forced to do some of this stuff. Paul's in Westfield. Paul.
Lou, get off my lawn, Maloney. Anti-Tice Christian and the Grinch goon, Glenn. I can't believe what I'm hearing. Okay, Glenn is doing the – I agree, Glenn. You said 3 weeks in the playoffs, of which he threw a slider, a curvy slider, 100 miles an hour.
A what?
Morning.
Get off my lawn.
Sluder?
I have no idea what he's talking about.
I what was my nickname?
Lou, get off my lawn, Malone.
Dude, that was how about that Fourier? Was Christian. How about, Christian, you know what? Yeah. Don't tell me. I'm going to stick with Rhino.
You're the Rhino.
Rhino. I'm the Rhino.
So what's your point, Paul? Make your point.
Glenn, I hear you, bud, on what you're saying about the amount of time. But here's the point. When he dominates in the playoffs, shuts down the Yankees, we've seen a fluky team where we have a decent now price during the regular season. And again, as Glenn would say, I'm not completely sold on him with his 3 playoff wins. So he's soft in the playoffs and Evaldi dominates. He's a big right-hander. And this is the other part. You're talking about a front-heavy contract, the third and fourth year, not that much. And if you don't give him the money because he clearly got us the championship, I mean, who are you going to give it to and roll the dice on?
Well, you're going to have – you realize what – your payroll is going to be over the next few years. How about J.D. Martinez next year? How about Bogarts at short? How about Mookie Betts? Do you understand how many guys they have to sign in the next few years? You realize that?
Yes, sir, absolutely. However, we got to live in the present and deal with this first next
really?
Year.
Okay. So don't call us next year, Paul, when they can't afford to sign Bogarts or they elect that, you know, somebody's offering them too much money out there. That's all.
Now you're 2 years ahead, miserable. Glad enjoy.
Well, they have all this stuff. But Paul, they have all of this stuff ahead of them.
Yep.
This is a 4-year deal. They didn't sign a 1-year deal, right? Not a 2-year deal. This is a 4-year deal. They just really signed with this deal. Guy. What's that?
It's really a 3-year deal. The fourth year, no one ever really sees their last year. So
yeah, but this isn't a 7 or 8 year deal where you can sit there and say you don't see your 7th and 8th. 4-year deal, 29.
I think you see
with
4 years.
Guy,
you should see all 4.
I think you should see all 4. I don't think you should. You can't look at it that way. When you're signing a guy that's 30-plus years of age and you're signing a 6 or 7 year deal, I would agree with you, Christian. You're throwing away that last year, maybe even the last 2 years. But a 4-year deal for a guy who's, what, 28, turning 29? I expect him to pitch all 4 years. All right, we got one more segment to go.
I thought it was low, but he's had 2 Tommy Johns.
Talk Sox right now with Ordway, Merlone, and Fourier on Sports Radio WEEI.
My final segment being sponsored by Cars for Kids, your trusted charity for car donations. Also accept donations of boats and RVs and motorcycles and real estate. Call today, 877-CARS for Kids. So I'm looking at the text line here during the break. I must say, I would bet you 80, 85, 90% of the people on that text line love this deal. They have fallen in love with Nathan Evaldi, and they absolutely love this deal.
Not love surprised. And I completely understand.
Yep.
But even if you look at it any way you want to, you say it's a bad deal. Lou says you don't think they're going to get the value out of it. What is he going to do? It doesn't matter. This is the most predictable, easiest signing they've had. They've had in a long time. This was easy. They weren't letting him go.
No, I think he wanted to come back here. That's why I think
that's a big point.
When you start hearing that it's only the Red Sox, like you heard last night, I think that's mainly because his agent's probably telling these other teams, hey, man, he wants to go back. They want him back. Yeah. We're going to iron this thing out. Yeah. So.
If they fell in love with him, he fell in love with them.
It's a love affair.
It's perfect.
And usually when you hear that it's only the Red Sox, that's because the player's preference.
Right, exactly.
Because if he leaves it up to the agent, no agent's ever going to say it's only big one war. Team.
All right, maybe they'll have another big signing tomorrow.
There you go.
You never know. We'll talk a lot of football tomorrow. I guarantee you that.
Maybe.
Miami, they got to end this
Miami thing. Celtics got a game. We got a big game tonight. Take it on the Knicks.
Again.
I didn't think it was a big game last time they played.
If you don't beat the Knicks by, since they
call
beat
it.
You.
I mean,
25
points.
It's not a good win.
Jaylen Brown's back.
25. All right. We're out of here, Bush.